Welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby McGraw, and I'm thrilled and honored to get to serve as one of the pastors here at Sugar Hill Church. We've had an incredible week on the Weekday Podcast. Pastor Chuck always bringing such a strong word of encouragement. And then Pastor Benj joined us and just dropped some leadership gold. So I'm just honored to be part of the team, and I'm grateful that you've joined us this day. If you've missed any of the days this week, you can go back in the app or through the website and you can listen to those things that you missed. But I want to encourage you, if you found these helpful or encouraging as you start your day, please consider sharing these on your social media pages, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or if you're still one of the four MySpace users in the world, do it there too. But our hope is that we would be able to spread encouragement to the people that are in our circles. Also, another way to help raise the visibility is just to log on to iTunes and to leave a review or rate the podcast, and that just helps get it in front of more people. But today, I want to talk about something that I think every one of us deals with. Whether you're dealing with it now or if it's in the past or maybe it's you're just a few days away from it, all of us, I think, have been discouraged by lack of progress in our life, where we felt like we'd be further than we are now, where we feel like we're sort of in a holding pattern where we're doing the same thing over and over and over again with no real progress. Now, if you've ever felt something like that, chances are you know a little bit of what the nation of Israel felt in the book of Joshua in chapter 3. See, the nation of Israel had been promised God's going to take you into the promised land. And so when they left Egypt, when they were delivered from Pharaoh, they were on their way to the promised land, God's will for them, God's plan for them. But when they got really close to it, they sent spies into the land, and those spies doubted what God had promised. And so because of that, they spent the next 40 years wandering in the wilderness. That's the background of Joshua 3. They are on the back end of wandering for 40 years, where they do the same thing over and over and over again. Life was basically in autopilot. But then in Joshua 3, God says to them through their leader Joshua, today's the day. In fact, Joshua says to them, tomorrow, here's what's going to happen. We're going to cross over the Jordan River, and we're going to go into the promised land. And here's how Joshua says it in Joshua 3, verse 5. He says, consecrate yourselves, set yourselves apart, get it together, consecrate yourselves. Why? For tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And then Joshua turns to the priest and he says, take up the Ark of the Covenant and cross over ahead of the people. And so they did it. Now, here's why this is so important. I think many times, if we're not careful today, we'll do the same thing that we've always done. We'll get caught up in this routine, and if we're not careful, we may miss the prompting of God where God says to us, I want to do something new. I want to take you into my plan, into my will. There's something I want you to do. What I find fascinating in this passage, and we don't have time to read the whole thing today, so I would encourage you to read Joshua 3 on your own. But here's what happens for them. They're on opposing sides of the Jordan River. They're on one side of the river, and they're looking across into the promised land. And Joshua says to them, the way that we're going to get there is by stepping into the water. Now, for those priests that were in front of everybody else carrying the Ark of the Covenant, that seemed like a big deal because the Jordan River isn't just a little trickle. It's not a little stream. In fact, Joshua 3 says that in this time of the year, the Jordan River is overflowing. And so this is a big deal. And yet, here's what Joshua says. If we're going to go into the promised land, we've got to step into the water. For somebody that's been in the same routine over and over again, that's a big deal. But oftentimes, I think God does that in our life. God says, all right, if you really want to know my plan, if you really want to step into everything I have for you, you're going to have to break out of your routine. You're going to have to learn to trust my presence that's living inside of you, and it's going to require that you take the next step. For the priests, the Jordan River seemed impossible. It seemed crazy, and yet these guys were willing to take the next step. Sure, they knew in their head that God was going to make a way somehow, but there had to be a moment where what was in their head dropped into their heart, and that belief in their heart moved them to action. What's that thing that God's asking you to do today? Is there a next step? Is there some step of faith that you don't know how it's going to end, but is there something God has placed in your head that's dropping into your heart that today you need to take a step and say, I trust the God that's gone before me, that he's inside of me, and he's going to make a way. I'll be praying for you today as you take those next steps And we'll see you back here tomorrow on the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.